Journal Entry 2. There's trouble in Bear Country. Runt came running down the admin hall before sunup this morning, yelling at the top of his lungs, "Get up, get up, they took our fuel." I jumped off the couch and tackled him in the hallway. "Okay, we get the point," I yelled back. I grabbed him by his shoulders and tried to calm him down. By this time, everyone residing in the admin hall was awake and standing in the hallway. Sleepy eyes were everywhere, and no one was in a very joyful mood. The runt tried to squirm out of my hold as he cried, "Tony's hurt, they beat him up." Tony lives in the basement. He has been my friend, sort of, since before the world turned itself upside down. We didn't run in the same circles, but we had several classes together. He always asked my opinion on homework assignments. I used to wish he would ask me out on a date. Unfortunately, he was dating a cheerleader. He isn't very sociable these days, but he is very good at fixing and maintaining whatever we break. I ordered the runt to stay put in the admin hallway and grab some muscle. When I say muscle, I'm referring to Matt and Jonas. The three of us ran towards the basement. The basement was a mess, and Tony was slumped against the far wall, holding his stomach, bleeding from his head, and his left eye was swollen shut. Tony attempted to open his good eye as soon as he heard us coming. He adjusted the way he was leaning against the wall and then let out a cry of pain. "I tried to reason with them," he said, as he spit out a mouthful of blood. "They took all of our fuel." Tony said it was central. I honestly was not surprised. They have been giving us trouble for ages. The Central Bobcats are from the east end of Lafayette Boulevard. We live on the west. We were rivals in football, basketball, and volleyball. Our bands competed against each other in competitions before the world threw itself into chaos. The big difference between Central and us is that we are not a bunch of thieves and bullies. The leader of the Central Bobcats is a former high school wrestling champion. He is mean, leads by fear, and regularly has his goons beat up people for fun. The kids call him the Hulk, after the comic book character. He doesn't barter for what he needs. He has his goons take what he wants. Matt and I leaned over to help Tony onto his cot. I told Tony he shouldn't have tried to stop the Central goons from taking what they wanted. Just then, Runt ran up behind me, holding the first aid kit. I yelled at him for leaving the admin hallway. He gets into more trouble because he doesn't pay attention to what he's told. The runt just glared back at me and sternly said, "Tony didn't try to stop them. They beat him up afterwards." I looked at Tony, and he just nodded in agreement. At that moment, Matt and Jonas both blew a gasket and started ranting and raving about getting even. I love these boys, but they get hot under the collar fast, and they don't always think things through. We have some big people in Bear Country, but we are not a match for the goons at Central. Maddie.